Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Patrick Murphy, Mount Olive School Superintendent. Welcome to the show, Superintendent Murphy.
Thank you.
We're going to discuss today a rather, well, it's the topic of just about everything in society right now, but ours is going to be on schools and the COVID-19 pandemic and sort of how it's affecting schools, students, and things like that. March, I believe it was 13th, students haven't been attending classes since that date. And at that time, it was referred to by a number of names, some of them called Act of God days and so forth. And just yesterday, Governor Pritzker announced that it's going to be at least April 30th that students will not be attending school now as the pandemic goes on. And what I was wondering is, now that you have that information, that we've got at least another month before the students will be going back and we're transitioning from what was sort of, quote, a temporary situation to an even longer situation, how is this going for school administrators and students and everything trying to adjust to what's going on? Because this, I guess you can easily say, is a first.
It is. And one of the analogies that I've heard is that we're blazing a new path. This is a first for education, but yet it's by working with all stakeholders and working together, we're going to work our way through this to give the students a continuation of education through this unique time that we're going through and very difficult time that we're going through in our lifetimes here, probably once in our lifetimes that we're going to have to go through this. The governor has now called them remote learning days are now what schools are under. So we will continue to try to educate students through this time and continue to make sure that we are providing some form of education to the students. But it's a very different form of education than we were doing just a few weeks ago.
And sort of for maybe those who don't have children, because I'm sure the parents who have children in school, they're sort of used to what's going on now. But be it what you had or now the remote learning days, sort of what is a student's day like, or how is this remote learning actually happening?
All school districts might be very different with this. Mount Olive's very fortunate that our 3rd through 12th grade students currently have a Chromebook. And when we did surveys with our community, about 92% of our community has internet access. So the first step for Mount Olive is 92% of our students have email addresses because when they've got a Chromebook within our school, they have email addresses. So the main goal now of our staff is to communicate with our students to continue their education, to facilitate their education. And so email is as our upper level students is the easiest and most convenient way to communicate is through email. Our high school teachers will email the students the assignments. We use the Google format, so we use Google Docs, and students will fill out Google information and email that information back to the teacher. So teachers are giving assignments to those kids. As we get with our younger students, it becomes more difficult because those students do not have the email, or it may be more difficult for that K-1 and 2 students, is what I'm referring to as our younger students. But we have now just purchased, and they're not in yet, but we've just purchased Chromebooks. Mount Olive has purchased Chromebooks for our kindergarten through second grade students as well. So because of social distancing being so important in our society today, we're trying to limit the amount of contact that we cannot. By law, we can't have groups of more than 10. So, and even bringing parents into our school to pick up packets, which we've done twice, we're now trying to get more online connection with the students. A second form of communication is video conferencing. There's a Zoom out there, a Zoom software, but we use Google Meets is what Mount Olive is using. And we are strongly encouraging our staff to have video conferencing with all students. So we're working in that way. We also communicate with our parents through our all-call system. I know a lot of parents have heard about our all-call system, where it used to be reminding them we'd have a half a day of school or we'd have this or that. The all-call system works through the telephone. It also works through texting, and it also works if they have an email on a file. We're using that to communicate with parents. So our new theme, as you heard me state already a few times, is communication. It's essential if our students are going to be successful and in still continuing their education, that we have to be able to communicate with students and with parents and with our staff, our teachers, to continually communicate to make sure our students are engaged in their learning.
A question I would have, as you said, about 92% of the students in Mount Olive, and as you also said, it's different for every school district, but say of those 8% or whoever doesn't have, say, maybe broadband or good internet connections, what if a file is sort of big and they don't have good capability of downloading it or sending it back to the teacher, or however you're doing it, what happens then?
That's a good question, and that's one of our challenges and goals that we're working on. One of the things that we've already established is we're fortunate in Mount Olive. Our square miles are not like some other school districts that, you know, a student could live 22 miles away and still come to your school. In ours, the farthest away student we have is only 5 or 6 miles away from our school. So one of our first things that we have offered to our students, and it's not the only thing, but the first thing is, if you drive into our school parking lot, you have internet access. Your Chromebook will pick up the internet access. And I noticed that we now have families. I still come to work here to run our breakfast and lunch program, but I noticed that there are cars sitting in the parking lot. So that is one opportunity that our families have, is when they need to drive their child in, which they still maintain social distancing, they sit right in the parking lot, and as soon as they pull into our parking lot, they have access then to the internet. We're also looking into hotspots, which are, so that's the first one we already have in place. The second one, these hotspots, we're working with Madison Telco, we're working with Verizon and other places that we will be able to put on a school bus or different and set up a hotspot, go set it in Lake Cahoe as one of our smaller communities. We could send it in their community center parking lot, park the bus, and then all they'd have to do is drive to their community center and they will have internet access. The same in White City. So we're looking at the possibility of getting these hotspots available to them. I've also seen there's many different things out there. Madison Telco is working, as well as most of the communication companies, are working with families. If they call, they can get free internet access. And we've already I know of two or three families in the Mount Olive community that didn't have internet access, contacted Madison Telco. Madison Telco has given them free internet access throughout the duration of this epidemic.
And that leads me to another question that sort of goes with this. You know, maybe somebody does have to drive to a hot spot or whatever the situation is. How is grading being done, or how are students' achievement being assessed? Because obviously it isn't like turning in your paper to the teacher. There could be avenues where things are slow getting in or whatever it may be. How are we assessing students' improvement here?
That's a wonderful question, because truly, learning has changed. So when you refer to the word assessment, that is what we did a month ago. And truly, our focus has changed. It's no longer about assessing, about grades. We do not give grades during this time. It's truly a pass, and originally you heard the word pass-fail system. I like to use it's the word pass-incomplete system. Either our students are learning or so our staff's job is to facilitate learning. Our job is to help children learn, not to assess children at this time. Our children is to help children learn. And so our real goal becomes, are children learning or are they not? Or are they choosing to stay at home and not get online and do their work? So our job of staff is to facilitate learning, is to communicate. And it goes back to this word that you keep hearing me say over and over, is to communicate with the students, is communicate with the parents, to give those students the opportunity and facilitate learning, to keep the flow, to keep their minds flowing, to get them on YouTube to watch videos, to watch educational videos our auto teacher is showing them a motor and how they can watch that on YouTube, so they're continuing to facilitate learning. So the Mount Olive School District, as well as most school districts in the state, are not assessing. That word no longer, and it is an absolute mind change, and takes a different mindset to change, to stop to say, this is not about assessment. The Illinois Assessment of Readiness, the state test, is not being given this year. It's not happening. So it's truly our job to help students facilitate learning, not to assess them.
And that brings me to another question, and I guess this only would be for maybe a four-year period of students, maybe, and I'm talking about high school, freshmen through seniors. Many times, as you said, assessment is necessary, though, in the way you go to apply for a university or a college, and GPA becomes very important. And in this type, you know, for those freshmen or the people who are graduating this year, if they don't get the grades, as you say, will that hurt them? Or do you see there could be problems as far as, well, you didn't quite meet our GPA requirements?
That's a very good question, and we've been addressing that as well. There are challenges. I would absolutely agree. I'll give you a few examples. First of all, we have Mount Olive School District still have the valedictorian and salutatorian. You know, we have a top 10 in our senior class. That, when this epidemic has started now, we have reverted back to the end of the December, the first semester of this school year, will be the final assessment grades that are used to determine our valedictorian and salutatorian. It'll be the assessments used to determine our top 10 in the class. So that's the first challenge. The second challenge, we have to make sure that our seniors continue to participate and we facilitate their learning so they will get a passing grade, so they will receive credit when they participate for this last month of school, and they will receive a passing grade for this semester so they can go on to college. Because as you're well aware, graduation will occur here in early May, May 9th for Mount Olive. Those students may have plans to go to the military, may have plans to go to universities, even in the summertime. So those students will graduate in May here as long as they continue to participate, and so they don't have incompletes. So they will continue to participate, and so they can proceed with their college career to go to university level. I understand universities will have the same dilemmas that we're having right now, so they'll have to take into account that, you know, we're now looking at this pass or incomplete system instead of what used to be GPAs and grade point averages.
And just one final question on that. You brought up assessment tests, and that's very important also for those bound for college. Sure. Or whatever. If the assessment tests aren't being given, I guess that's probably for under seniors, but what will those folks do? Is that going to be set for later on at some point where they can come and take the assessment tests?
This is my understanding of this year's Illinois Assessment of Readiness Test. They've been waived. They're just not happening this year. And truly, during these unique situations, this will not affect a child's career or opportunities to be future success of the assessment of this year. It's not essential. And so, and I know the state has already established that those have been waived. Those do not and will not occur this year at this level. It's truly at this time until we can get through this situation, because as you mentioned earlier, it's now through April 30th, but unless something drastically changes between now and April 30th, you know, I, as just a personal belief, I don't know how we can come back to school on May 1st. So this, I envision that this is going to extend at least throughout the remainder of this school year. My fears are, what is going to happen in August and September? Is this going to be resolved? And I pray that it is, but that's where it's about keeping kids learning, facilitating learning, keeping them engaged in learning. And it's truly going to take a community effort with our parents, our students, and our staff working together to accomplish this.
And finally, as you said, you brought up a key word, parents and things like that. I know a big question on everyone's mind, no matter what school district you're going to at this time, graduation and that walk across the stage, or however you're looking forward to it for a grandchild, your child, or whatever. This is going to be sort of up in the air how any graduation is conducted, correct?
That is correct. Here's what my statement towards that would be, is, and I use the word ceremony. If we have to extend beyond April 30th, and that'll be determined by the governor, who will make that decision, you know, where we're at in this situation when we get to that. But if it is extended into May, and Mount Olive's graduation date is set for May 9th, if obviously we're still in social distancing and we're fighting this epidemic, then our graduation ceremony will be postponed. We will not cancel our graduation ceremony, but we'll postpone it. Why I keep stressing the word ceremony is because, as I stated earlier, our Mount Olive students will graduate on May 9th. They will have a diploma. So if they have other jobs or other issues where they're going to go and do something else, the opportunity, they will have earned their graduation. They will have earned their diploma. But the actual ceremony, which is a very important part of, you know, working 12 years and getting that graduation ceremony, will be postponed. And we will not have that until we have got the okay to keep everyone safe and when we can have groups of people. And we will have, so I can speak at Mount Olive, we will have a graduation ceremony. It may be in September, it may be in November, it may be the following year, it may be in May, it may, you know, so I don't know when that'll be, but we will not, we, Mount Olive, will not cancel their graduation ceremony.
Superintendent Murphy, we obviously probably will still have more questions into the future, but thank you for letting us know a little bit information on where we stand as far as how learning is going on right now in this area, and thank you for joining us today on the Forum program.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.